Rise and Shine with Robbo and Becky on Vision.
This is for you from Psalm 30, verse 4 to 5. It says, "Sing praises to the Lord and give thanks to his holy name. For his anger is but for a moment, and his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes with the morning." That's from Psalm 30, verse 4 to 5.
That's awesome. That's a great verse. And it's a good way to kick off the hour, actually, because we've got Renee and Michelle with us. Going to hear your story. And it's, I guess it involves weeping, but joy coming in the morning. So
definitely.
Very much looking forward to hearing your story this hour.
Welcome, Renee.
Thank you.
It's
good
so
morning.
Great to have you here.
Yes, it's awesome to be here again. I love you guys.
She is the author of this book called Battle Scars Are Beautiful, From Victim to Victory.
Yeah, we appreciate you driving all the way from the Sunshine Coast to be with us this morning. But it is exciting. Of course, the book is hot off the press. Like, it's literally just been published recently, telling your story. And I guess it is all around that sort of battle scars. And it's sort of, it's interesting, isn't it, that, you know, we often sort of try to either minimize scars or hide them or cover them up. And yet, you know, we all have scars of one form or another, don't we?
We do. We do. And it was really intentional to have the title of the book, Battle Scars Are Beautiful, because I truly do believe that it's what we go through. It's our experiences that do form us and form part of our message and who we are and who we have and what we have to share with the world. Mm. And I believe that depending on how we do overcome or embrace our challenges makes us that strong presence and voice for Christ, as it was for me. And I think without that, how can we protest to his goodness?
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing, isn't it? Because at the end of the day, when we see victory in our lives, God is glorified through that, isn't he? And so I guess if we try to hide that, or sometimes shame keeps us from even wanting to talk about things like this, he can't be glorified through it. So at the end of the day, while we enjoy the victory that comes, God being glorified is a big part of the equation as well. Eh?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's the power of our testimony, as we know. And I think it keeps us very aware that we really can do nothing without him. Mm. And I think sometimes we do need to go through trials and challenges for him to just go, you know, woohoo, I'm here for you. Yeah. And, you know, in your weakness, I am strong. Yeah. And that is definitely, absolutely what it was the case for me.
Excellent. Mm. That's so good. Well, you can read the story in the book, but we're going to hear a bit of the story over the course of this hour, and I guess the victory that you've found. It's been, as we were saying a few minutes ago, we read that verse and we're talking about the fact that, you know, it's been a fairly long journey in some respects. Like, I mean, this is, you know, things that have happened in your childhood that have affected you, you know, for decades since. So it's been a bit of a long journey, but thankfully you've sort of come out the other side and you're starting to share the story, which is exciting. So looking forward to hearing more of the story this hour, talking with Renee Michelle, author and speaker. So is that something you've been introduced as up until now? Because this is your first book, isn't it?
Yes, it is my first book. And, it's really exciting having the opportunity to now be a voice, and a voice for the voiceless particularly, has been great to really shine the light on breaking the stigma that is child abuse and trauma.
Mm, excellent. Well, looking forward to hearing more of the story this hour on Rise and Shine with Renee Michelle.
Rise and Shine on Vision Christian Radio.
Robbo and Alex, and Alex has been practicing.
Take two.
Our guest name.
Renee Michelle is here, author of this amazing book, Battle Scars Are Beautiful. Author and speaker. You've done heaps of podcasts in the US, you're telling us before. Very exciting.
It is exciting. And, you know, someone said to me recently on one of the podcasts, you know, could you have ever imagined that you were doing this? And what has been the biggest, you know, sort of wow? And I said, you know, for the majority of my life, because my abuse started at such a young age, I was 10, I'd always felt invisible and voiceless. Mm. So now to be using my voice, you know, God's funny like that, isn't he? He's got a bit of a sense of humor to turn it around so much so that that is now the thing that is shedding light on abuse, and that you can recover, that there is a way out, and that you don't have to live bound by your past. You know, it's exciting and very, very proud.
Yeah, it's so cool. And you mentioned before that verse, you know, that God uses our weakness to reveal his strength.
Yes.
And that's something, you know, that is so wonderful to see in a number of different ways. I mean, I was really impacted. Yesterday we talked with Jason Gray on the phone, who's an artist that we play on Vision, but he has a speech impediment. And so he's, you know, stutters and really struggles to get words out. And yet he said, God, you know, has called me to speak. Yet it's sort of God's strength that enables him to do that. And really it's the same with you. I'm encouraged by a quote on your website that says childhood abuse and trauma is not a life sentence. And you know, we were just reflecting before during one of the songs about some big name ministers that have had this sort of trauma in their lives, and they've been able to, I guess, break free from that. But it's not always a quick or an easy process, is it?
It's not. And, you know, I kept my abuse silent for 26, until I was 26 years old. Mm. You know, 16 years of silence and shame. And unfortunately, when abuse happens, particularly when you are young, how can your brain process such events? You can't. And because I grew up, the 70s and 80s, there was no campaigns around in those days. Yeah. There was no one talking about abuse. You swept those things under the carpet. So unfortunately, because of the shame, because of the guilt, and because it's something that you just can't process and you don't know how to talk about it, it does keep you silent. So, you know, a lot of healing does take a long time to occur if you don't have the right support network or the tools to deal with that.
Yeah, so important.
So what are the kinds of tools that you talk about in the book for going, you know, working through that and what you've experienced?
Yeah. And, you know, in the process of writing this story, my publisher sort of said to me one day as we were coming to, I actually wrote the manuscript in 30 days. It was just this massive brain dump. At the outset, I said, give me a year. But once I actually started putting, you know, pen to paper, which I'd never done before, it just poured out of me. Mm. And within 30 days, we had the basic manuscript. And then my publisher contacted me and he said, right, now I want you to write how you did it. And I was like, whoa, to have to actually stop and break that down. Mm. And the last three chapters of the book are called Victory Keys. And that is very much where I talk about identity. I talk about perseverance and persistence. And I talk about boundaries. Mm. Three massive, massive areas which were responsible for my healing.
Yeah, that's awesome. So it's a great, I mean, obviously it's a great story, but obviously the practical aspect of it as well in the book that is really helpful for people that are coming out of that situation that you found yourself in as well. So as mentioned, the book is called Battle Scars Are Beautiful. I just had to make sure I got the right word. Battle Scars Are Beautiful, and it's available on your website. So reneemichelle.com. So reneemichelle.
You can blame Dad for that one.
That's right. You got different spelling of both names. ReneeMichelle.com is where you can go to get your hands on a copy of this book, which is hot off the press. It's just brand new, but it's going to be a huge blessing to many, I'm sure.
Always encouraging and always fun. Rise and shine on Vision.
Robbo and Alex with you and a special guest in the studio with us today.
Yeah, it's been so great to have ReneeMichelle with us. She is the author of Battle Scars Are Beautiful and also an amazing speaker as well, standing up for all things. You know, speaking out about abuse and breaking free, most importantly, and victory in Christ, which
That's
I
right.
love. So good.
I want to hear about that victory in Christ. So you mentioned 26 years old was about the point that you came to faith. So what was that experience like? How did you come to that point of recognizing your need of a savior?
Yeah, look, I was so broken, and I had spent so many years trying to get back on my feet just to fall down again, and nothing I did worked. You know, I went down that road because of the undealt with trauma of drugs and alcohol and trying to fill my life with all the wrong things, and we hear that all the time. But the turning point for me was the birth of my daughter. And I looked down at her when she was born and I was just like, no, this has to end. I refused to allow her to have any type of similar experience to what I went through, a broken home. And my marriage at that point in time was not in any way healthy, and I just knew something had to change. And I opened the phone book and I you know, I say this all the time, that God has a sense of humor. And I literally opened the phone book and looked for the closest church, because church had always been a safe haven for me, even though I didn't have a relationship with Christ at that point. And that Sunday, I went in with my daughter, and it was Hillsong Church in Sydney. And the day I walked in, there were survivors on the platform talking about their transformation.
Oh, that's amazing.
I have goosebumps.
I know.
That's
and
amazing.
I didn't get out of my seat for the next 2 hours. I stayed for both services, and I just cried from beginning to end, put my hand up for the altar call, and I just wanted it all. I just knew that God was speaking to me that day. I felt it. It was like I was amongst 3,000 people and felt I was the only one there.
Yeah. Mm.
And that was the turning point
That's
in my
amazing.
Life.
That's amazing. What an incredible encounter to have all of those things all line up so perfectly. And then that was, I guess, obviously a massive tangential shift for you. But, I mean, as you said earlier, this is not typically something that just results in an instant healing and boom, everything's changed. It's a journey, isn't it?
It is. And it was a 16-year long journey for me. And even from that point, like, I accepted Christ that day. I had no idea what that meant. I went home with my Bible, and every time I opened it, I had a notebook, and every line I was like, I don't understand that. And I would write it down. And every Sunday I would go, I would approach someone and say, can you please explain this for me? Mm. I then enrolled in Bible college, in evening college, because it was the only way I could attend. And my husband, he was not saved. So he was very oppositional to what was going on for me. So I had to try to cram all this stuff in when he wasn't around. I was hungry, but because the situation I was in still wasn't healthy, it was many, many, many years beyond that I started to really unravel that healing experience.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Quite an incredible story. And it is told in this book, which is just out. It's only been out for a couple of weeks out from the publisher. Battle Scars Are Beautiful, it's called. And you can get it from Renee's website, reneemichelle.com. Which, as I said, is R-E-N-E-M-I-C-H-E-L-E. So there's no doubles in there at all. ReneeMichelle.com. Check it out. And the other thing on your website, which I want to talk about shortly, is the Trust Trapeze. It's a masterclass that you run dealing with the whole issue of trust, which is obviously massive for people that have experienced abuse.
Always encouraging and always fun. Rise and shine on Vision.
On Rise and Shine for a Wednesday morning. We've got a guest in the studio this morning, Renee Michelle, and that song really is talking all about identity, which is something that you've discovered for yourself. Identity is a massive part of recovery for people that have been through childhood abuse.
Yeah, and for me, and through all of my university studies and everything I've learned through my own recovery journeys, I honestly believe that identity is a foundational concept, that unless we know who we are, it's almost like a GPS. It's our starting reference point. For me in my journey, once I realized that everything, the shame, the guilt, those negative words that I had upon myself was not who God said I was, the moment I realized that I was created in His image for good works, and that, you know, I was a work of a workmanship of beauty, and I had everything that I needed in Him. That's when I knew I had everything I needed to get through. I knew it was going to be a process, but that was my starting point, and it enabled me to strip away that negativity.
Yeah. Such an important, realization. It's a revelation, isn't it, really?
Because
unless we have that revelation, we stay locked in the shame that, we sort of try to cover things up and hide and, you know, not speak out. And that just keeps us bound up.
It does keep us bound. And I got to a point where I didn't even look at myself in the mirror, because what I saw was nothing good. How can you operate out of that place? And I was a parent now, so how could I be a role model? How could I care for a child and explain to her that she was amazing just the way she was if I did not see that in myself? And unless we see ourselves in God's image, and really, you can't just take the parts of the Bible you like, unfortunately. You have to take the whole package. And that's what He says. And unless we believe that, we will always fall short of our potential.
Yeah, so true. Some great points being made this morning. You can grab this book from Renee's website, reneemichelle.com, and we're going to talk about trust as well. You do a masterclass called The Trust Trapeze, which I'm keen to hear some more about as well, because trust is obviously a massive issue with people that have been through this sort of trauma and abuse. So we'll talk about that soon on Vision.
Rise and shine on Australia's Vision Christian Radio.
It's been great to have Renee Michelle with us over the last hour, chatting on and off air with you. It's been great just to get to know you a bit and hear more of your heart. Renee is the author of a brand new book, which has just been out like about, 2 weeks?
Yep.
Battle Scars Are Beautiful, it's called, and it's available from her website, reneemichelle.com. Also on your website, Renee, you've got a masterclass that people can sign up for. It's called The Trust Trapeze. Tell us a bit about trust.
Yeah, look, we all know that when relationships fail, and particularly when you've been through abuse and trauma, our ability to trust again is severely impaired. For me, it was my caregivers and the people that were closest to me that abused me. So how then could I possibly have a healthy idea of what trust was and extend that to the outside world? So I barricaded myself in. And unfortunately, that's what we do when we've been burnt And for me, it was very much, I began to not even trust my own judgment. How could I discern good from bad? I couldn't, because I had no self-awareness. Mm. So I've had so many people approach me over the last year just saying, I really struggle with trust. And I was like, you know what? We need to do something about this. So I created a 6-week deep dive masterclass that's open to men and women this time, which is really exciting. And it's really about for breaking down those barriers to trust and where that came from and why, why they're having these issues, and really just ripping that Band-Aid off and saying, hey, we need to deal with this stuff so that you don't have to suffer in silence anymore and you can have thriving relationships again.
Yeah, so important. Trust is really a big part, because I guess the other thing is it's, you know, trusting God as well, because oftentimes we, you know, place, particularly as you say, if it's a father that's been a part of the problem, when we say, well, God's your heavenly father, how can we trust God, because we can't trust our earthly father? So there's like all sorts of issues spiritually as well, isn't there?
There is. And that's, again, getting back to our identity, starting at that foundational level of who Christ is. And we have to separate Christ from man. You know, who I speak on a lot of broadcasts overseas in America particularly, and a lot of the podcast hosts are males. And they say to me at the end of it, thank you so much, considering what you've been through. And I say, that wasn't you. We have to get better at separating fact from fiction. It was not God that hurt us. It is God that is our Savior. He's not the perpetrator, and we have to separate those two things.
That's so good. Some great points. I mean, it's been great to hear your heart this morning. We could have talked for hours, I think, with some of the stuff that you've been sharing.
To go back on Neil's show.
Really appreciate, that's right. Really appreciate you sharing what you have, and encourage people to connect with you via your website, reneemichelle.com, for the book, Trust to Peace. There's a whole bunch of great resources on there as well. So thanks again, Renee, for your time. It's been so wonderful
to
meet you. And look forward to hearing more of the story unfold over the years to come.
Yeah, very exciting. Thank you so much for having me.
Once again, reneemichelle.com is the place to go to, R-E-N-E-M-I-C-H-E-L-E, for a copy of this book and to connect with Renee. So the book is called Battle Scars Are Beautiful.
Before you go, thanks for listening.
There's lots more great audio on demand, or you can listen to us live at visionradio.org.au.
And remember, Vision is listener supported. Your donation,
large or small,
will help us continue connecting faith to life for hundreds of thousands of people across Australia and around the world.
Learn more or donate today at visionradio.org.au.